Across the country, and especially in rural areas, Americans receive most of their health care from family physicians. Because of their extensive training, they're the only specialists qualified to treat the most ailments in the country and to provide comprehensive health care for people of all ages, from newborns to seniors. Dr. John Mulvey is from Elkton, and he spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about the importance of family medicine in rural settings. He is a member of the American Academy of Family Physicians. How do family physicians help the rural community?
Well, in several different ways. We exist at the center of the patient's medical care, not only the patient, but the patient's family. And all of those things impact what's going on. We're the only one that is pulling the whole story together. A cardiologist may have some input into what's going on with the patient's heart, but they may not be too concerned about how their medicine is going to affect the patient's kidneys. They may not realize that the patient can't afford the medicine that they've just started and that they've gone back to smoking because their daughter just got arrested. I'm at the center of all that. My job is to coordinate all that. Not just coordinate it, but actually take care of most of their problems. My patient with high blood pressure and diabetes, I'm going to manage that pretty much myself. There's going to come a point where I may need the input of a cardiologist, like they just had their first heart attack, or they're starting to get symptoms that make me think they may be headed that way, and I'm going to get that input. But after the cardiologist gives that input, I'm still going to incorporate it into the entire picture of the patient. As the chair of medicine in my hospital, one of the things I've insisted on in my hospitalists and when family physicians were taking care of the patient was that their note in the hospital should be the only note I have to look at. I shouldn't have to look at the specialist notes, because what happened to the patient in the hands of the specialist should be addressed in the family physician's note. We are the doctor.
Now, there is getting to be a shortage in many cases of doctors for family physician smaller town places. What can we do to change some of that?
Well, there are many programs to get residents out to rural settings to see what the practice is like. The part of the elephant that I see where I am in Elkton is I get the impression that residents are being told that, well, you really can't do it all. You have to pick a track. You have to pick a track of being in the hospital or being in the office or doing this or doing that. And that's simply not true. I can do it all. We've got family physicians in even more rural areas than I am that are delivering babies and doing surgery. But we need to get residents out to these training opportunities in rural areas so they can see that you really can have it all and you can be the absolute center of your patient's care and deliver the vast majority of it with help when you need it. Right now, I don't think a lot of residents are getting that input.
So how can you get young people interested in doing all of these things?
Well, there's something very exciting about being the one that's really managing everything. And if I can get a resident to come visit with me and see all the stuff that I do and the things that I do in my office and the minor surgeries and the A1Cs and being the primary one managing all these conditions, they can see you really can be the captain of the ship. And my practice isn't unique in that. There are programs where residents can go out into rural training facilities and see all this stuff. We need to encourage residents to try these. We need to encourage medical students to want to go into family practice. A lot of people bring up the poor remuneration that we get, and we're not at the top of the food chain. The fact that students coming out of medical school have huge debts that they have to pay make it much more difficult for them to go into this line of work. That level of remuneration needs to go up, and we need to be able to show residents that you can do this. And there are so many rewarding things about the practice of medicine in rural areas. They just need to see it.
Dr. John Mulvey, this is Christopher Michael reporting.